The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning. It's Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 5 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning here on June 17th on this Monday. Yeah, it is. Thank you, Al. It is my birthday today. You know, you always think it's my birthday, and it's kind of whiny and baby. I'm thinking to take my birthday off, and everybody said, Joe, you want to take your birthday off? I said, no, you know what? As you are listening, and as I speak to you now, and I get to see you when I'm on the road and everything, you are so part of this family. You're so a special part of my life. And I know, I think you know that because you listen to the show and we're so grateful to that, but I feel so close to you. I said, and there was something in me that said, no, I want to be on with my family, my friends, and that is you listening, you know, and with certainly with Frank and Alan, Debbie, you know, so I'm here now, and I got to tell you this, I tell you our intimate hour, I always run in, to the city and it's really, it's an unforgiving schedule that we have this morning radio thing. I every time, Joe, how long have you been on the air? We're going into our 6 years. And who came up with this idea? You know? And then I talk to people that I admire who have done morning radio. And, you know, the colleagues that are on Salem here and from other stations. And I talk to my buddies at the news station, you know, and they always say you just don't recover from morning radio, you know, because you're always running in. So today I took the liberty and I thank my boss, Jerry Crowley, for putting a microphone into the home. So I am broadcasting from home today. And I wanted to welcome you into the Piscopo boat. I wanted to welcome you here. And you know, usually I'm I got to run in like tonight. I may run in early tomorrow morning. I usually go the night before anymore. It's just easier. And then we're going to do our streaming on Facebook, you know, on YouTube Live. And then we have special people coming in Wednesday. So I'll be in. So I said, let me spend it at home because the kids are going to come over. My son Joey is with me. And the whole family was there yesterday. And I'll tell you about Father's Day in the weekend. And I hope you had a great one. But anyway, I wanted to just reach out to you and say welcome because this is you're the special part. And I wanted to be here with you today and celebrate the birthday thing. Because believe me, when you're my age, you're lucky. You're lucky. You go, oh, another one? Okay, I'll put that notch on my belt. But you don't celebrate. You're just going, you make the sign of the cross and you go, thank you, God. I made it another year. You think I'm kidding. My age, huh? I remember back when I was born. Geraldo Rivera's on the show. Geraldo's been a longtime friend, great guy, a great journalist, really. And he's gonna check in early this morning at about the news of the day. Arthur Idala, see, we got family members on the show. Arthur Idala and Marianne's mom called yesterday to say Happy Father's Day. Appreciate that so much, Congressman Peter King. We had the best time with this great patriot, Congressman Peter King, doing all the right things in Washington, D.C., one of the few, and Congressman King will join us. And Tony Danza, my buddy, man. Tony's doing so many, you know, this guy, Tony, had such a great career, and yet he gives so much of his time to the Police Athletic League, to helping kids. I mean, people don't know the half of it, I think, what he does and the whole productions that he does with the at-risk youth of New York. We love Tony for that, you know? And so Tony's going to join us as well. And you're always welcome to give us a call at 877-970-2999. Hey, I hope you had a good Father's Day. And I say that too, knowing that it's a tough time for a lot of people. I miss my father. It's searing. It's very painful on Father's Day when you go to the store and you can't get a Father's Day card. You don't have a father to give the card to or to get something for Dad on Father's Day. So I'm right with you on that. I so appreciate that. And especially if you had more difficulties than that, or but that you miss your pop, right, on a day like that. So by the grace of God, we had a great time. Everybody, my goodness gracious, everybody came over. And it was just all the, I got all the kids together. And I was just running around all weekend, starting with, we went to Michael's of Brooklyn on Friday. And we had, now Michael's of Brooklyn, I went back home and it took me about 2 hours to get back out there. And but once you get into Michael's of Brooklyn, it's so nice. Fred was there, and John, and I'll tell you about it. You know what? When we read the ads, but I don't want it to be like an ad. I'm so proud that I'm able to tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn from day one, because when you get there, we had the best time ever. You know, it's like an oasis out there. And Enzo, when I tell you, Johnny is there, and Marianne was there, Michael himself. This is I'll tell you about it when we talk about it, but the family, man, it's about Italian legacy. You know, you see Michael walking around. His grandfather started a pizza place all those years ago. And then we were with Congressman King and his beautiful bride, Rosemary. John Catsimatidi was there with the beautiful Margot as well. Debbie showed up. That was very exciting. Frankie Five Burrows was there. And we just had, and then Dan Donovan and his lovely gal, Serena. We just had a great, great time. I'll tell you what, and I don't really, I think you know that by now. I just don't go out. I don't go out. Had a great time. So thanks to Fred and everybody at Michael's of Brooklyn for being so nice to our friends. It was great. Then I came home afterwards. I'll talk about it. I know Frankie and I'll get into it just in a second. But I have to tell you this at 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. And then we go to, and I'm just going to be a loosey-goosey day today. I'm trying to check the news, and I'm seeing nothing riveting that's breaking. I saw President Trump with that George Stephanopoulos interview on ABC, and the way the president just kind of manhandled Stephanopoulos. They're just trying to trap the guy, and you cannot get to trap the guy when you talk to him in President Trump. And trap him, and really, yeah, right, trap him into what, you know? Oh, my Lord. It's just, well, what about obstruction? What about, and I just think the president should just put it aside and move on. They won't stop. They will not stop. But it's always riveting to see. And the fact that the president is on a conventional network and on ABC, very, very interesting, you know. And did he do that? For what reason? I don't know. Maybe he just wanted to get to the quote-unquote mainstream media more as he goes into election mode. We'll talk about that as well. And we'll talk about the Iran blaming the United States for those tanker attacks. Of course, we get the blame for everything. That's like dads. You know, the United States is like a dad. You get the blame for everything. Am I right? It's like that. It's dad's fault. Oh, that dad. You know, so we'll get into all of those things. But on Saturday, my 14-year-old had her dance, her whole dance, it's like end of the year dance. And she's got a boyfriend at 14 years old. You know, and look at me. I know, dads, right? It's like, oh, here we go. And so I went, and we went over to my buddy Captain Frank. He has a big, big farm, and he has a barn and that they decorated, and it was so great. And I was with Charlie all weekend, and we went over there and just had a great time in this barn, driving around. We're driving around tractors. I mean, it's in New Jersey, by the way. And we just had a great time, knowing it was the Father's Day the next day. And I just had a great time just spending it, making sure my daughter saw me there. But I didn't want to be too much because it looked like I was stalking. You ever go to a dance and you want to see your kid at a dance, and then all of a sudden you're the stalking parent? Yeah, that was me. Oh, I want to see Olivia dance. Let me see, she's dancing. It's like roll of the eyes. But it was so great and so Americana. And it was in New Jersey. Everything that we stand for as a people, all the good things, they rip us down. They tell us it's a tough time. Oh, my gosh, it's the end of time. It's the apocalypse. And then I'm out in a farm in Warren County, New Jersey, man, with my buddy. And it was just as good as it gets. Then when you get older, you know, you think your kids kind of slip away. So this is the best. This was the best. So I get up on Father's Day, right, yesterday, and the whole family's coming out. My mom, God bless her, is coming out. My son Joey comes in from, you know, down in Florida where he's living now. He comes in. I wake up to the house decorated with all Father's Day. When I tell you, listen to me, please. He's got like ribbons hanging from the ceiling. Listen, signs, happy father. Now, I used to do that when all the kids were small. I used to do that. I still do that. It's like a national holiday when it's a birthday for your child. Are you one of those? I'm one of those. And I would decorate, and I'd put all the signs, and I'd take the window marker, and I'd put it on there. Joey decorated the house like it was like an interior decorator, what he did. Unbelievable. Put it all up. It was just so, and even today, as I go to sit down on my chair here to speak to you this morning, there's a happy birthday balloon on my, so it's all good. It's all family. We had the best of time, and I want to thank all my kids came out yesterday. I hope you had a great Father's Day as well. And mom came out. It was great. Joey went and got mom and my sister Carol and nephew Brett. So we had a great, great time. All good. That's why when people always try to put us down, I live every day. Every day there's always something great or good that happens where I could see the goodness in this country. And I'm tired of them trying to tear us down. That church, I went to church yesterday, took my little Charlie to church. I saw another kid about to become a priest. The church was jam-packed. Oh, well, the Catholic religion is not around anymore. Nobody cares about the church. Nobody believes in God. Don't believe any of that they tell you. We're in good shape, and you and I, it's onward and forward, and we ain't going down. Hey, 6:15, Frankie, great to see you on Friday. That was a great, great...
Happy birthday, Joe. It was fun hanging out with you, and I know it was quite a hike for everybody, since none of us live in Brooklyn. That's how great of a restaurant Michael's of Brooklyn is that we all made the trip, but especially for you to go all the way out from where you live in Jersey, no driver, no one to go with you, to drive all the way yourself out there and all the way yourself back in 2 hours. And people don't know, when he goes to a restaurant, it's not as if you just go out to eat and go home. It's the whole meal. People are coming over to want to meet you, take your picture, and then you have to do basically another 45 minutes to an hour of greeting people on the way out, taking pictures on the way out, saying hello to people who tell you the same anecdote about your career that you've heard 900 times, and you have to act like it's the first time you've heard it. So you, everyone really got a kick out of seeing you on Friday, and it was fun to hang out with you.
It was great too. And Al, good morning to you.
Good morning, happy birthday, Joe. I'm sorry. I missed out on the festivities Friday night.
Well, Fred let me know. I said Al's not coming here. He goes, yeah, but you didn't show up last time he was here. This is what Fred tells me.
You know what? It's an excellent Fred. Excellent point. That's an excellent point.
But we had a great time sitting next to Congressman King. I guess he's coming on later on in the 8 o'clock hour. What a great guy. Just a great grounded guy. Rosemary, he was there, and just to have John Catsimatidis there, a very casual. Frankie, thanks for putting us all together, and for Debbie to come in was spectacular, you know. So that was just a great time, and everybody came over. But as many people went over, I was pleased to see to go over. They went over to the Congressman King, and they said, "Peter, thanks for the work you're doing. Congressman, thanks for all the good you're doing." I mean, as they went by, just spectacular, and just very, very. It was great. Frankie, you got home, and Frankie Al had a pop or two.
I'm sure he did.
Oh, Frank, you're amazing.
God, well, I mean, I had a driver, so I wasn't driving or anything. But
you had a driver?
Well, it was a driver secured by Dan Donovan. So,
they were great. Dan and Serena was so they were so wonderful. But it was great. But can I ask on the air? It's just us. How many martinis did you have today?
I don't know. When Al's not there, there's no one keeping track of my drinks. Yes.
On the advice of your pseudo attorney, I advise you not to answer that question.
The best though is Margot, right? Because there were a couple of instances. Like it's a crowded restaurant on a Friday night, and there were a couple of instances where Margot didn't feel like I was getting my drinks fast enough.
Oh boy!
And so she flags down waiters to make sure that they were bringing me martinis.
I saw the waiter whisper to himself, "Another one."
Really?
Wow! No,
yeah, had to be.
I don't think. Just based on how I was feeling that night and the next morning, I know it wasn't as many as when I went with Al. And knowing how I didn't argue about anything insignificant with anybody. But the best was towards the end of the night, Joe. Like, I had run out of collar stays, so my collar was curling.
That was great.
So Margot removes two collar stays from her husband's shirt and puts it in my shirt. Doesn't give them to me. She just puts it in my shirt herself.
Oh, so, it was like poor John had lost his. It was killing her all.
all that. It was killing me. I saw a photo. It was terrible. No, but
good photo. You had that photo taken. It was great. And Debbie was in it. There was that one that you put out. And I know you brightened it up, Frank. I could see you did a little touch up on that thing. So it was great. Just great to be.
Yeah, and I don't know if you saw the statement that Congressman King put out in honor of your birthday today.
Yes,
but he put photos.
Retweeted that and went back and thank you for your nice messages and Debbie, it was so great to see you on Friday night. That was the coup de grace when Debbie Duhaime walked in to Michael's of Brooklyn in Brooklyn, New York.
Happy birthday, Joe.
So thank you so much, Deb. Thank you. Here we are with the family. Good Father's Day with your daddy yesterday.
Oh yeah, yeah, yep. We were over, had brunch with Dad. It was great. Yep, a nice family gathering. So we didn't do the streamers and the balloons though. Like now I'm thinking, oh, maybe I didn't do as much as your son did. Look at that, the streamers, the balloons. Wow, I got some ideas here.
You have
here
no
for your son.
Idea. No, you have no idea. I did it because I used to do the exact same thing, and I still do it for all my kids when they're with
so
me.
Nice.
It's please, but I'm obsessive. It's not well. I'm not well when I swear to goodness. Let me get the balloon. I need to have the name on the balloon. I drive the people of Party City crazy, you know? And so Joey did the exact same thing, but meticulously designed. Aww. It was great. So
awesome.
You know, good. It's good. Hey, listen, all the craziness of the world, it's good to sit back and enjoy. But, Debbie, I got to tell you, we're always working. We're always running around. Mm-hmm. You are one of the best people in the world. You're just such a warm, wonderful person. Everybody loves you, and we were just honored to have you with us the other night.
I was so honored to be with such a wonderful group of people. I was like, wow, I'm at this table with all these amazing people. It was just wonderful.
It was great. You got home okay? Did you get home
at midnight. I got stuck in some traffic there, and on the way back, I got stuck in a construction project. I should know to go around these things as a traffic reporter, but of course, I went right into the construction project, and it took me, you know, I'm like, okay, Deb, you should have checked this before you left. But
good
I made
stuff.
It safely.
Well, it's early on a Monday. It's 6:21, and Debbie's out there looking out for you, as she always does, on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Happy birthday to you, Joe Piscopo. We're going to have a great day today. Let's see what's happening on the Uptown 4 and 5 trains. Looks like your local only Grand Central up to 125th. It's all due to some ongoing mechanical issues. Also, PATH trains delays Newark to World Trade because of some ongoing track maintenance going on. Inbound GWB, that's 20. Lincoln 15. Holland, that's about 25 already. Traffic is building on 109 North, getting up toward the Bayway Circle in Elizabeth. And over on Coney Island, avoid West 19th Street by Neptune Avenue. Everything closed. It's a 3-alarm blaze. And the westbound belt right past Sunrise Highway, an accident still being cleared. LIE westbound at the BQE. Watch out for an accident over there as well. Checking in on the forecast. Rain this afternoon, high of 76. Rain tomorrow with a high of 74. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Want a great night's sleep? Get a 2-pack of MyPillows premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
We're surrounded by noise,
order today.
Bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Enter to win a copy of Tara Ross's Why We Need the Electoral College at AM970TheAnswer.com. That's AM970TheAnswer.com. The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Store. Francis Albert.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then. Can't remember where or when.
Francis Albert with Joe P. on the radio, 25 minutes after 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us on this June 17th. On this Monday, I have to tell you, too, as a this is only me. I go out to Michael's at Brook. I'm the first one out there, right? We go out for our big, big, nice dinner on Friday night. So, I mean, I'm sitting with Fred, and Enzo comes over, says hi. Johnny comes over, Michael, everybody. And we're having a great time, and we're chatting and going back and forth. So, I said, no one's here, hon. You have a drink. I said, well, yeah, I have a Sprite, because, you know, Mr. Excitement over here. I'm not drinking these days, especially if I'm driving. So I go, oh, so I'm sitting now I'm waiting. And Frankie's here. No, Frankie's not here. No one's here. So I go, okay. I said, Fred, can I see where you make the sauce? I'm such a geek. Hey, Fred, can I see where you make the sauce? And he goes, yeah, man. No, you got to see the new machines. The new machines that make the sauce. So I go back. We go through the kitchen. We say hi to everybody in the kitchen. Fred's actually back there cooking. It was great. And we go back. They have got the state-of-the-art Italian equipment to make Michael's of Brooklyn. And me, now I'm a geek because I love this stuff, right? And they have these vats that they put the tomatoes in, and then they go through a tube, and then they go into another, like, kind of vat, and then they have the jars swing out, and then the sauce comes in the jars, and then they label the jars, then it swings into another machine, and they put the caps on the machine. How geeky am I, you know? Imagine. And then I felt the jars, you know, while they were in the cases ready to be shipped out, and it was still warm, as fresh as you can get. 15,000 bottles a day. 15,000. Thanks to you for buying Michael's of Brooklyn. And you know, we always tell you about Michael's of Brooklyn. So now I'm so enthralled by this, how they quote unquote make the sausage, you know, but in this case, making all the puttanesca and arrabbiata, you know, and the, you know, tomato and basil. That's Otis. Otis is with me. That's him scratching himself as always. So I go now I go, well, let me go out to the table. I'll sit. So I walk out. Who's at the table? But John Katzimatidis and Margo and Congressman King and Rosemary. So they're there waiting. They're like waiting. And I was so embarrassed because I was early. Yet I get to the table. And I go, I'm sorry. I was doing a tour of the of how the sauce is made. So only me, Frankie, right? They were there waiting for me. I kept them waiting because I did the tour of all the bread.
Well, I don't blame you. It's a fascinating process to watch. And you can see the care that they put into the sauce. So absolutely. Right. It's a fascinating.
So they understood. They understood. But you don't want to keep guys. Yeah. You know, you don't want to keep the, you know, big shots like John and Congressman King waiting like that. But they were great. They were absolutely great. So it was a lot of fun. We did that. Hey, working down the news here, as I see on my news outline. I'm just trying to check if anything's breaking. I know this military retaliation against Iran. Iran's provoking us. I feel Senator Cotton, Tom Cotton. Been on the show. He says Iran should be targeted with a military retaliation for its unprovoked attacks on oil tankers. Frankie, are those attacks on the oil tankers verified?
That is such a good question. The answer is it depends on who you ask, right? So both the Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, who don't generally see eye to eye on very much, they both say there's no doubt that Iran is
responsible. Schiff said that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, outside analysts and even some of our allies say that the evidence that's been produced so far is completely insufficient to show that, right? So not only is Iran completely denying this, but Germany in particular said the video that the CENTCOM, that's been all over the news, that grainy black and white video that looks like the video that caught the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot, but they say that that video they put out is completely insufficient proof to prove that Iran is to blame. And a lot of independent analysts, they say this is completely insufficient proof. So we don't know. Now, what we do know is that the owner of the Japanese tanker that was attacked is saying that the version of events that Mike Pompeo put out is completely inaccurate, and that's not at all what happened. So I don't understand what incentive the Iranian oil tanker would have to lie to protect the Iranian government. So I'm still skeptical about this. Yeah, it's certainly possible that Iran was responsible or certain elements within Iran.
You got it.
But, you know, I was blown away listening to Tom Cotton yesterday say he's ready for retaliatory military strikes. Blown away. I could not believe my ears.
Here it says right here in regards to what Frankie just said, and thank you, Frank, said a strike will make it clear we will not tolerate any kind of attacks on commercial shipping on the open seas. But you know what? You're right, Frank. They do a strike. That's war.
Kidding. Oh. Yeah, I'm a big.
You see, the president, he wants to get out of Syria.
Right.
He doesn't want any of this.
But, you know, the bottom line is those 1,500 troops, they're still in Syria, even after the president back in December announced that they were coming out. You know, so he was asked by Steve Hilton on the Fox News channel, why are they still there? Trump basically said this whole place, Washington, the foreign policy establishment, even folks in his own administration, they went crazy. You have this military industrial complex, and this is what the president said, not me, that likes war and exists for the perpetuation of war. Tucker Carlson, when he was explaining how nobody, Democrat or Republican, nobody wants to go to war with Iran, he said the president is not being served well by his own advisors who seem spoiling for a fight. Now, you add to the fact that for whatever reason, we know the reasons, but Saudi Arabia has become a key defense partner of ours in the region. They would love nothing more than an American attack on Iran. And Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a very, very close political ally of the president, he would love nothing more than an American attack on Iran. So the president is walking a very tight rope here. I think Tom Cotton didn't do anybody any favors, least of all the president, by calling for retaliatory strikes when no American entity has been attacked in terms of these tankers.
We always appreciate Senator Cotton's service to this country, though.
Absolutely.
He's a veteran and a great guy. Very interesting to see. But I think, you really are. You're just cautious after all these little, I was going to call them skirmishes, but a skirmish can turn into a 15-year war. So you do have to be careful. And forgive me for being a bit of a hawk myself, but or a chicken hawk, whatever you want to call me, at 6:32 with Joe on the radio. If you're going to take them out, then you know what? Take them out. Don't go in. Like, we drop a little bomb here, a little bomb there. Forgive me. You know, I always said, with the mother of all bombs, not such a bad idea sometimes. Hey, a shout out to John Stewart before we go to break. Comedian. I say comedian. He's really not a comedian. More like an advocate. He's continuing to push for Congress to extend the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. He was on Fox News Sunday. He was great. He's great on the air. And I said, when he went before that House Judiciary Subcommittee, you know, on the Constitution, civil rights and civil liberties, where he continued to push to fully compensate first responders, you know, and survivors of 9/11 suffering from illnesses linked to those terrorist attacks. You know, I said, well, there were really only 14 people that were in that subcommittee, because when he railed, said no one showed up. But then he corrected that yesterday. So this is a correction here on the air and an apology to John, because he was right. Apparently, people would come in, some politicians would come in, and if they speak for a minute, they are on the record, they have shown up. Then they leave. So apparently people were coming in and then leaving, so it was empty. So John Stewart was right, and he had all the right in the world to rail against those Congress people for not being there. And that was correct, and you got to applaud John, and I hope he goes into politics. But I know that they accept him because he's left and he's progressive and he's a liberal. I know that's the only reason they're going to accept him and why they put him on. They like that because he's going up against Mitch McConnell. But you know what? Put politics aside. He is not wrong. And you have to give Congressman Peter King. Peter King is the guy that led the charge on this with former Congressman Dan Donovan and Lee Zeldin. They led the charge, but it's great to see John Stewart not let it. You know, when you have someone who's known to be liberal in the media, you know, and in show business, are you kidding me? But he's speaking the truth in what John Stewart is saying, and he rails Congress for not doing the right thing about these heroes and heroines of 9/11. Then you got to applaud Mr. Stewart for doing so. Joe on the radio, 6:34 on my birthday today. I'm spending it with you. I'll spend it with you. And you know who's going to come in and give me birthday greetings? Geraldo Rivera coming up momentarily. Apparently phoning in from out of the country just to call his old pal Joe. I'm just saying. 6:34 right now, we're going to turn it over to Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
71 degrees at 6:34. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The start of an ugly summer on New Jersey Transit starts today as Amtrak repair work is taking two tracks at Penn Station New York out of service until about a week after Labor Day. The work will divert Midtown Direct Rail service on the Montclair-Booton line and one North Jersey Coastline train to Hoboken. In addition, the Morrison-Essex line Midtown Direct trains will no longer stop at Newark Broad Street Station during either rush hour. New Jersey Transit bus service will be enhanced along these routes to help cover any increase in customer demand. The project expected to end on September 6th. We'll have more from Debbie Duhame after this update. State lawmakers working to try and find a deal that would legalize recreational marijuana in New York. NY1 is reporting that there's about a 50-50 chance for an agreement. The big obstacle right now is a debate over where the revenue from pot sales would go. Wednesday is the final day of the legislative session, and those in favor of the measure are hoping to vote on it by then. There was talk earlier this year about legalizing recreational marijuana, but talks were halted to get the state budget approved. In sports, Brett Gardner's two-run single ignited a five-run third inning. Yankees went on to beat the White Sox 10-3 in Chicago. Chris Flexen served up a go-ahead solo homer in the eighth inning as the Mets lost to the Cardinals 4-3 at Citi Field. The Amazons begin an 11-game road trip tonight in Atlanta. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. You mentioned the issues right now with New Jersey Transit. The changes beginning today. New Jersey Transit will temporarily divert select Midtown Direct trains on the Montclair-Booton line and one train on the North Jersey coastline to Hoboken in order to accommodate that Amtrak repair work. A limited number of Morrison-Essex Midtown Direct trains will no longer stop at Newark Broad Street during morning and afternoon travel times. Let's see what's happening right now as you take it over to the Hudson River crossings. Building already at the inbound GWB. Up to a 30-minute delay to the upper, 25 to the lower. Lincoln Tunnel still waiting about 20. Holland, that's going to cost you about 35 to 40 already. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur North at 16W, getting reports of a collision there. Over on Coney Island, West 19th Street at Neptune Avenue, fire department activity. LIE westbound slowing down right at the BQE. It looks like some ongoing issues with a new construction pattern. And the Southern State West at Fletcher Ave and Valley Stream, a collision there as well. Rain this afternoon, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
At Farmers Insurance, we know every windshield collision has a unique sound. Beetle. Bird poop. Drone. Seen it? Covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Massachusetts only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Paul J. Morgan, Winter Park, Florida. Greg Hoppe, New Jersey. Michael Bro Gonzalez, admitted Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
Mesothelioma. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been affected by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-813-5400. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of U.S. veterans and trade workers are at risk for the disease. Nearly $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be able to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-813-5400. That's 1-800-813-5400. 1-800-813-5400.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Why We Need the Electoral College by Tara Ross. Is the Electoral College anti-democratic? The presidential candidate with the most popular votes has lost the election at least three times, and for some, this is a flaw in the Constitution. Tara Ross disagrees. disagrees and argues that the Electoral College is actually one of the guardrails ensuring the stability of the American Republic. Enter to win a copy of Why We Need the Electoral College at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 638, Geraldo Rivera will join us momentarily. I had a great conversation with my nephew, Brett, a great kid, my sister, Carol's kid, about balance of nature. He's on balance of nature. Everybody's taking balance of nature. And then I had my balance. Hey, can I give you some balance of nature? I'm telling you. And even at dinner the other day, everybody's talking about balance of nature. Everybody's taking balance of nature. And we want you to jump on the balance of nature train. It's fruits and vegetables in a capsule form. It's the only, it's the best way to describe it to you. Because when I was talking to somebody the other day, they're saying, well, what's a, like my buddy Captain Frank. This guy is a pilot. He's a kick butt guy. He's a martial artist. He does these crazy, he goes up in the air with the propeller on the back with the parachute. You know, whatever that sport is, he does that. And he's my age, for crying out loud. I love this guy. Hey, tell me about balance of nature, Joe. So I'm doing a pitch and we're at a barbecue on Saturday at Olivia's function. And I'm going, it's fruits and vegetables, Frank. I said, it's antioxidants in capsule form. That's all it is. He goes, is it like a vitamin? I said, no. Put aside your thought about a vitamin when you think about balance of nature, because vitamins are stinky. Most of them are just filler. You do not need the vitamin when you take balance of nature, because balance of nature attacks the free radicals in your body. The way that I'm speaking for myself, that's exactly what fruits and vegetables do. And when you get it in the form that Dr. Douglas Howard has done it in a capsule form, fruits and vegetables with balance of nature, it just will attack you and all those bad things in your body and make you feel spectacular. And I'm hearing it from everybody. Balance of nature changing the world one life at a time, as Dr. Howard himself says. Frankie Five Burrows told me about it initially. Now Albert's doing balance of nature, Debbie as well. And we want you to experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time now, you could receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first order of balance of nature. You can call 800-246-8751, just like that. 800-246-8751, or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 641 on AM 970. The Answer. Proud to bring longtime friend, a great journalist, great guy, Geraldo Rivera, live on the air. Geraldo, welcome to the show. So nice of you to call, my friend.
Happy Father's Day. Happy birthday, Joe. I was keen on not working at all over the 2 weeks I'm here in Europe, but when I heard it was your birthday, I had to call and say hi.
You are the best, man. And what are you doing in Europe, and where are you, if we can ask, Geraldo?
I'm outside of Prague with my wife, Erica, and my daughter, Sol, in the Czech Republic. We've been kind of touring the Danube Valley. We started in Budapest in Hungary and worked our way to Austria, went to the Sound of Music locations in Salzburg, Austria, and then we made our way to Passau in Germany, and now we're in the Czech Republic. So it's Central Europe, far away from New York, but with the wireless internet and all the rest of it, it's like I'm across the street.
You know, you're such a great father. Happy Father's Day to you, Geraldo, as well.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Wait, do you have more kids than I do, Geraldo? I'm trying to keep track. I've lost track along the way.
I have 5 by 4.
There it is.
What about you?
5 by 3. You good, man? It's all right, man. I got you. You are my man. And you look better.
Puerto Rican Jewish gene. they all look the same.
I tell you, man, we ain't going down, my brother. You look so good, by the way. Are you running?
You do, too. You do. It's amazing how in a decade or two decades ago, we would have been out on the farm retired already. Instead, we're still plugging away. And you're doing great,
though. Yeah, it's so true. And Geraldo, you running? Do you get up and run every morning before you start your European tour over there?
I'm more of a bike person. I've had every city we get to, I take a long bike ride through because I think it's the best way to see the town. Yeah, and I use my bike in Manhattan all the time too. It's the only way to get around with all that construction. It's a great way to say, and I meet the people, and the history is so vivid. And, you know, my wife is keen on, you know, all the Holocaust stuff, which is so, it's really in your, I don't want to say in your face, but it's so there. It's so awful what happened. It seems like it was yesterday, 75 years ago. But it's horrible.
Geraldo, to that point, and to know how dedicated you are to that cause indeed, why the rise of anti-Semitism in the United States House of Representatives? And not to get too heavy in the morning like this, but then it permeates. And this hate toward Israel these days, how did we get to where we are, Geraldo?
Well, you know, those things are related. I think that there's a political debate. First of all, when you come to Central Europe, you see that anti-Semitism is something that grows in the grass, on the trees. It's something that dates back as long as there's been Jews in recorded history here. They have golden periods where the ruler of the moment cuts them slack, and then they get scapegoated when they get successful. And it's been that vicious cycle. And the fact that Israel is so controversial with the Palestinians and so forth, that only exacerbates it. But You can't suggest that anti-Semitism is a new phenomenon, not when you're in Central Europe and you see that it's been here as long as civilization almost, Joe.
Wow. Hey, how are we what do you get from the people on the streets, Geraldo, in regards to President Trump? I mean, because sometimes
interesting. Fascinating. That's a great question. You know, there's in this part of the world, in Central Europe, there's been a trend toward populist, you know, conservative, right of center or right wing leaders, affable, charismatic, many of them from careers that were not political careers before. You know, there's a lot of little Trumps in Central Europe, and he is very popular here. And I tell you, furthermore, part of this 2.5 weeks, like 5 or 6 days, we were on a cruise on the river. Mm-hmm. And I would say virtually every husband and half of the wives were for Trump. So I heard the polls yesterday that were leaked, much to the president's chagrin, that show Biden beating him. Yeah. I don't believe them. I think that he's a very if the economy stays together, I think it's going to be hard to beat.
You know, right on, Geraldo, you're right on the money, because look at you go back. How do people forget things? And you know, because you go through every one of these political cycles, and I don't want to hold you too long. You're very gracious to call this morning. But Geraldo, how do they even give these polls any credence when you go back? And then there's a video, a meme that's going around how people just said, oh, Hillary's winning. 95%, you know, it's for sure that Hillary is winning. And then look how Donald Trump just turned this around. I don't think you give the polls any credence at this point.
And I also think that to say you are in favor of Donald Trump to a pollster is almost like an act of courage now, because you know, because everybody especially in New York, everybody, he's a bum, he's a racist, he's a this, he's a that, and you know, so people are embarrassed to say, you know, certainly any person of color would be embarrassed to say they were for Trump. So you kind of mutter it. I think there's a very big secret Trump vote out there, and that we were all shocked in 2016. We should learn a lesson from 2016. Just as you suggest, Joe.
The great Geraldo Rivera, kind enough to call from Europe to wish me
a
happy.
You, brother.
Now I love you too, man. And yet, before he let you go, sir, you are very good friends with Donald J. Trump, the president. He has immense respect and love for you, Geraldo. Can you fill us in without breaking confidences on anything on the inside that maybe the president has talked to you about lately, sir?
Well, you know, the thing about President Trump, who I have known since 1976. You know, so I go way back with him. We've been through all different phases of our life as New Yorkers growing up and becoming different things. And obviously he became a lot richer than me, but he started a lot richer than me. So, but, you know,
that's rich.
I don't know what secrets he has is my, you know, I think that what you see is what you get. A lot of his problems, I mean, aside from the fact that he's got the most wretched media ever of any president, including Richard Nixon. Everything, every foible, every misstatement, anything he does is grotesquely exaggerated by the press. They refuse to give him any credit where credit is often due. Sometimes he's his own enemy. He's very thin-skinned. He's very tempestuous. He says things that, like now he's trying to live down, that he would take some opposition research from a foreign country He walked it back, the statement, but it was out there. And that, you know, why even say something like that? Why give ammo to your enemies? You know they're gonna just blow it way out of proportion anyway. I think that if you examine him objectively, and you just look at his presidency objectively, if it's not Trump, say it's Stump. He has done a pretty damn good job, generally speaking. I mean, some of the statements he made me cringe. Obviously, there's issues that I disagree, particularly on the border and so forth. But I believe, as a Republican myself, as a capitalist myself, that the best way to improve the lot of American lives, all American lives, is that rising tide lifts all boats. When there are more jobs than there are potential people to fill those jobs, the wages go up. I think that more African Americans working than ever before, more Latinos, more women. I mean, those are objective, undisputable kinds of facts that I think you've got to remind yourself of when you get in that ballot box.
There's Geraldo Rivera calling in from Europe, one of the great journalists of our time and one of the all-time great guys. Happy Father's Day. You're a great guy, Geraldo. I love you, man. I can't
Happy
wait
Father's
to
Day, Joey.
Thank you. Okay, and I'll see you soon, my friend. Geraldo Rivera right there with his family in Europe. Kind enough to take time to call his old pal Joe on the radio and say happy birthday. Appreciate that so very, very much. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 right now. Debbie Duhame's looking out for you on the roads. Debbie, isn't that nice, Geraldo? Such a great guy.
Yeah, and I like what he said. No, I like what he said. He has 5x4, you have 5x3.
I know.
That was funny. That was really
You know, and we say it with love for all of our course. Children and all of the mothers of our children. You know, we
of
really
course,
do. Now, Geraldo was at the wedding with Kimberly and I.
He was
there. He showed up. It was great. And he was right there. And then he told me years later, he goes, man, as soon as he saw, Kimberly looking so beautiful walking down the aisle, he said to himself, this will never work.
But it did work for a long time.
Yeah, that's true.
It did. You have three beautiful children.
That's the goal. That's the thing. Exactly right.
It did work for a long time.
And still, Frank, Kimberly did a great job decorating for Olivia's dance the other night. So it was great. So, Lord, it all works out. It's okay. And I know you're listening. You may be in the middle of it where it's not working out. You'll get there. It'll be okay. So please, not the preoccupare. Don't worry about a thing. It's 10 before 7 o'clock. Debbie's out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame.
Good morning and happy birthday again to you, Joe Piscopo. Let's see what's happening on the thruway southbound building, Spring Valley, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge, Taconic southbound Underhill Ave into Yorktown Heights. It's an accident on the shoulder. Traffic is slowing down inbound GWB 25, Lincoln 15, Holland up to a 40-minute delay. It's still busy on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur 16W. An accident there was just cleared out of the way, and it's going to be stop and go for you on the Deegan South into the Cross Bronx West, heavy through 3rd Avenue. Expect delays on the southbound Van Wyck into Hillside Avenue. A collision over there to deal with as well. And we're still seeing slowdowns on the Southern State Parkway westbound at Fletcher Ave and Valley Stream. Looks like some police department activity left over from an earlier accident. Uptown 4 and 5 trains, local only from Grand Central up to 125th. It's all due to some ongoing mechanical issues. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The ACLU and many other liberal organizations are well-funded. You know the types, rich socialists, left-wing supporters who are bent on seeing our constitutional freedoms be dismantled. Right now, Alliance Defending Freedom is coming to those of us at AM 970, The Answer, and asking us to help them continue the fight against those well-funded liberal organizations. See, whether it's your business, school, or maybe your house of worship or the place you volunteer, your freedoms are under attack. And by giving a gift of $100 right now, you not only help protect and defend your freedoms, but the freedoms of your children and grandchildren. ADF lawyers take every case that they represent at no charge to the person they represent. And that's why your gift to Alliance Defending Freedom matters. Go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. Just give $100. That will keep ADF in the fight for your freedoms, your First Amendment, and your religious freedoms in the days to come. 800-569-1559 if you'd like to dial a number. 800-569-1559. 800-569-1559. Just 50 of us giving a $100 gift right now can make a huge difference in the fight to protect your freedom and liberty and those of your children and grandchildren. What does your donation support? It stops attacks on our freedoms, and if necessary, it fights them all the way to the Supreme Court. And in fact, if we don't step up and make this fight, we may lose the very freedoms that we have come to love, our life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness for your family and your children's family. Call 800-569-1559 or go to am970theanswer.com and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. That's 800-569-1559.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Spotty showers around first thing this morning, then varying amounts of clouds today. Humid with some showers returning this afternoon, a high near 80. For tonight, cloudy with some rain at times. Some of that rain could be heavy tonight, a low of 68. For tomorrow, rather cloudy, not as warm, but humid with occasional rain. We'll have to watch for some ponding on roads and in areas of poor drainage tomorrow, a high of 74. And for Wednesday, mainly cloudy and sticky with a few showers, a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Max Vito for AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Max. Joe Piscopo on the radio 5 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:55 on AM 970, The Answer. So I have to tell you, dude, this is great. Everybody came out to the house, right, yesterday. So my nephew, Brett, doing a great job in the AG's office in Jersey. We're so proud of him. Oh, my father, the lawyer, would have been so proud of my nephew, Brett. So Brett listens to the show all the time, right? He's a big fan of the show, and we appreciate that so much with Sister Carol. Brett goes, can I see the Rhino Shield, Uncle Joe? He says to me this, and I'm like, you want to see the Rhino Shield? Give me a plaid jacket. I'll tell you about the Rhino Shield. I'm like the spokesperson, you know? I said, come with me, Brett, please. So we go outside. I'm showing him my house with the Rhino Shield on. Well, what is it? Is it like a paint? I said, no, it's a ceramic coating. This is the conversation I'm having with my nephew on Father's Day. I swear to God, you know? And you just, how do they do it? I said, it's just a day. They come out in a day. They spray it on. It's so quick. It's so easy. Susan came out. And what color is the house? I said, well, it's plum, technically. It's the plum color, you know? Then I tell them the story that I tell you every morning. You know, the kids, one wanted blue, one wanted gray. Mikey wanted plum. We got the plum, you know. So just to be clear, it goes over cedar. He said to me, too, does it go over asbestos? I say it goes over anything because we're thinking about doing it down at the shore house, the little shore house. We're thinking of rhino shielding mom's shore house, which we got to do. And I got to rhino shield my roof, too. You could do that, too, with that special system that Susan has. Listen, rhino shield goes over cedar, vinyl, aluminum, stucco, concrete block, and whatever coating you presently have. It's a ceramic coating. That's what Rhino Shield is. A ceramic coating keeps moisture from penetrating your masonry walls. Gives you 25-year guarantee. Rhino Shield gives you a 25-year guarantee against cracking, chipping, peeling, fading. So stop throwing your money away. Listen, if you would, to what I'm telling you, what I told my great little nephew, Brett. You know, they're always our little kids, aren't they? Just go to rhinoshieldofny.com. Rhinoshieldofny.com. And talk to Susan, 877-744-6608. You'd rhinoshieldofny.com or 877-744-6608. You're going to love what Susan tells you about Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield is a proud Gold Shield member. Rhino Shield, it's not paint.
Volare.
Oh, look, Al, I'm looking online at all my birthday greetings, and thank you so much. And I see a nice tie. You're going to like this tie. I'm going to order this tie. I'm into striped ties now, and when I go on, and we're on TV tomorrow, so I wear different ties. And I like when I walk into the studio, and Al looks at my tie, and he says, great tie. See, now look at that. And we're like an old.
I won't be wearing a tie tomorrow. But
no. You know. You got the T-shirt. Tell me about the T-shirt.
Yeah, so my son chipped in for a third of this particular T-shirt that says, I have to call it up because I don't have it in front of me. It says, I'm into fitness. fitness taco in my mouth, and it's a picture of a taco on the front of the T-shirt. So he thought it was funny. I thought it was funny, too.
It is funny.
Very cute.
And you love a kid with a sense of humor.
Yes.
And a happy Father's Day to you, Agutulo. You're a great daddy. And you know what? Wear the shirt tomorrow, will you? That'll be
funny.
I am. When we go on TV. It's Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us a couple of minutes away from 7 o'clock. Arthur Idala next hour with a recording from Marianne Idala. You don't want to miss it. Congressman Peter King. And the congressman and I have a lot to talk about. And the great legend Tony Danza on the show. And you on AM 970, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.